Well, congratulations, Neil. After two defeats and the mood around, just how important was it to get the 3 points today?
It was really important to put on a pleasing performance, and you can see confidence levels are down, you know, and you can see certain things. In the first half, we were nip and tuck. We couldn't really get going, but we were pleased. We came in at 0-0. We knew that we had really positive substitutions on the bench as well. We made the changes and we got the goals, but on another day, it could have ended up 6. You know, you could see the confidence levels ooze when we got the first goal and the second goal. And like I've said, we are a good side. You know, we're a good side going through transition. And just thank you to kind of everyone that stuck with it. You know, today doesn't mean we've turned the corner, does it, Egg? But it means that we can show that we can bounce back from 2-3-0 defeat. So that's a sign of a powerful dressing room.
Seemed a lot more coherence, and choice of passes seemed better in the second half. Would you agree? And what did you say at half time?
Play forward more. You know, choice of passes. I thought Griffiths was outstanding. I don't think he hit a side of his pass today. You know, everything was forward. Bennett came on, everything was forward. We got our fullbacks high and wide into key areas. Back three, you know, and Georgian behind him. Didn't have a great deal to do. But it was just at half time, kind of, you know, that's 2.5 games without a goal. You know, with 3-0, 3-0, then 0-0. And people think that you just got an expectation to beat Gainsborough. Well, that's not the case. So we needed to change one or two things, and we needed to get our chests out and get our sleeves up and go attacking the SMRE. And then you can see, just listen to the fans on the way out, they've really enjoyed, you know, attacking football, and that's what we'll try and do, James.
And so important for Jordan Buckley to get on the score sheet.
Listen, Jordan does a lot of work that people don't see, and you know, it's quite a funny story actually, because a fan came down to the technical area and was just talking to me and said, what do you think, what we like up front? And all of a sudden Buckley went around three and kind of put it in the bottom corner. I won't tell you who it is, but he was match day dining today. We both looked at each other and said, that's what we know about football. He kind of went in the back of the net, and it was good. It was a good feeling. And then we went up gears, and I thought it was chance after chance. And you know, Big Yam, who was outstanding, you know, colossal, he went and got the second.
And Lafferty, we gave him, because of course, two assists as well.
Good,
as
good.
But he seems, I know there were moments in the last couple of games, but he seemed really solid. And that trio seemed to work today.
Yeah, he's more comfortable in a three, you know, but due to the injuries that they've had with Jones and Pillinkas, we haven't got rabbits out of hats. We have to do what we can do, but today we could go to the three centre-halves, and it allows Lafferty to be the central one, and it allows him to get on the ball, and he did it really well. But he played well, as did Jan and Charlie. But it gives you a lot of confidence, especially on set pieces, when he goes and wins a lot of ball, and then he wins a lot of ball in our defensive unit as well when we're defending crosses. So I'm happy he's got man of the match, because he's a really honest lad. He's everything he says on the tin, he's Danny Laff, and you know, I've been delighted with him since he's come in. And we're transitioning, that's what we're doing, we're changing. And I'm just delighted that we could get the win today.
You talked about Griffiths. What is it when Griffiths is on it? What is it you see?
I have no idea, James. I'll be dead honest. Luke Griffiths is so good. Luke Griffiths is so good and so frustrating at the same time. You know, he did something in the game today. He's having a great game. And then he needs to cross the ball, and he tries to flick it over someone's head. It drives you insane. But then you watch his choice of passing, what he does, and he's an outstanding player. You know, the other night when with 0-0, and he has a decision, and he makes the wrong decision. But listen, he's a bit of a free spirit, is Luke. He's such a good player. He's still only 24, 25. He loves the football club. He loves playing for us. And, you know, he can only get better, but we've just got to stay on him all the time and encourage him to play forward and get going, because he's such a big player for us.
With the three, doesn't that bring some of the best out of Guy Hall and Dec McLaughlin?
It allows us to get higher up. So I don't know if you saw, but the amount of times that they kind of started on the other side of the halfway line tonight, which we did in training the other night, to get the front moving and either the reverse passing side or the one on the outside. And I thought they both did it really, really well. What it does is when we get into that position, it allows the 10 to come alive. And if the 10 doesn't, we can stretch it with two in behind. But you know, we've been actively trying to get more forwards in. We've got Gilboy in now. You've got Trevon in now. We've got young Max who sat out today. So it might suit us to go two up top. Not every game will it open itself up for that. You might have to change for whoever you're playing. But today, we wanted to get after him. And I thought we got after him. But, you know, people can say what they want about the first half. Confidence is a huge thing in football. Huge thing. And you've got to do a lot of work. And sometimes it's not just tactical. So we did a lot more work on Thursday, a lot more work at half time. And just delighted that the lads, you know, who were a brilliant group, stepped up and got the win.
And a word for Bob Jammy. You're to be applauded for getting an academy player in there, and you would have been pleased that he stuck his foot in there.
Massive well done to Tom Comroy and Chris Taylor. You know, the academy are thriving, the top of the league. We've got the likes of Don Doyle training, Elliot, Bob Jammer. And listen, the reason why we started Bob today wasn't for anything, other reason that the lads have had a go in front of him and haven't done it. And listen, Bob was nervous today, absolutely nervous. And at half time, he was, you know, rabbit in the headlights. But we've got every belief in him that he can go and play. And that won't be his last start. You know, he's very much part of the squad. He's only going to get better. Reminds me of Sandro, you know, who took maybe 2 or 3 years to develop. So Bob, as well with Dom and Elliot, but we've always said that we'll continue to throw in lads if we believe that they're right. And Bob gave a really good 48, 49 minutes today. He was shattered. First thing he said when he come off, he went, wow, I've never played in the game as quick as it. I thought it was slow. But when you step up from maybe the academy, that's a really quick pace. And, you know, he was shattered. But he did well. He did well.
And whichever way you look at it, he's part of a winning team.
He's part of a winning team. You know, and it doesn't, listen, it just says tomorrow 2-0. We've got a clean sheet and it's great all round. But I'll end by what I said at the beginning. This doesn't mean that we've turned the corner. It means that we've got a really good group who want to get better, who won't have it all their own way. But we've got quality, we've strengthened now with the keeper. We've got the likes of Bennett now coming back. You've got Buckley. You've got your centre-halves coming back. Curtis Jones might only be around the corner. So, listen, there's a lot to look forward to. We'll keep working hard. We'll have our Zoom meeting on Monday night. We'll go over the game. We'll do our analysis work with the squad. We'll get in Tuesday. We'll try and beat Radcliffe. Then we'll get in Thursday. We'll try and beat Whitby. And that's what we'll always try and do.
Final name, and I've said this many times, but Guy Hall is a player to me who is a, you know, is a great plus for this club that was taken from a long way below, and to watch his ability and his maturity as a defender, but going forward, I mean, the confidence, maybe he over-elaborates, but he's a really skillful player.
He's one of the top three left backs in the league. You know, we pulled him from, you know, West Lancaster, let's not forget that. We've had to develop him, and people choose to forget that, you know, at times. Guy Hall's outstanding. When I spoke to him last night on the phone, which he'll tell you, we had 20 minutes about getting Guy back to being Guy, you know, and kind of getting the shackles off and not worried about making a mistake. And I said the same thing to Declan last night on the phone. You know, these are young kids, and they want to win for this football club, and at times when they don't win, they take it really personally. I'm saying to them, let me take all the hits. It is what it is. But Guy Hall, Depp McLaughlin, they're going to be hopefully here for years to come. And, you know, we're in talks with Guy now about tying him down for next season like we've done with Deck. And I think if we can be lucky with injuries, we can get continuity, we can bring 3 or 4 more players in to strengthen the whole unit, then who knows? But today, James shows real character on that side. Real character, and I'm mentally proud of him. Immensely proud.
And good to be going into Radcliffe. It's going to be a tough game with the one under your belt. What sort of game are you expecting?
Well, they've got beat today, which I didn't expect. And guys are down to 10 men, so sometimes you look at it and maybe it's the wrong result because they want to bounce back. But, you know, our pitch is heavy, you know, and they might have had a really tough session today. So we've got to take loads of confidence from this today and not worry about Radcliffe. You know, not in a disrespectful way, but the top of the league, for a reason because they're the best team in the league. All we can do is try and beat what's in front of us. But I'm sure if we run the way we ran today and we execute the chances that we took today and we keep that clean sheet, then we'll give them a game. And we've seen that when our confidence levels are up, James, here against Radcliffe in the trophy, we're good. We've just got to get through this little bit of turbulence at the minute. So, you know, for me, I'll enjoy my drink tonight, but then the hard work starts for Tuesday, and that's it. You know, for me, I'm just really happy for the fans today, and the support I've had from a lot of them fans after the game was really touching, to be honest. And, you know, a lot of people kind of ignore the noise and tell me the same thing, and it's nice to hear, but it's not about me, it's about them players, and the players are fantastic. They really are.